Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I hope that everybody's doing okay tonight. My name is Mary Hollis, and I am the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. And the purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Tonight we will talk about cast all your cares on the Lord. And this topic is coming from two scriptures. Casting all your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. That's 1 Peter 5:7. And another verse is coming from Psalms 55 and the 22nd verse. Cast thy burden unto the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Well, we're going to talk about a couple when they were going through some changes. And they were going through some changes where they needed to cast their burden unto the Lord. And I would like to read some of those, read the story. Well, the husband of this couple, he lied in bed one night, rolling this way and that, turning, just tossing and turning, unable to sleep because his stomach was just churning with acid and his mind was just spinning with doubts, worries, sleep, fear, reservation, and concern. And his heart pounded harder and harder every day and every night about anxiety that made him so emotional that he just held his head. He's kept twisting and turning. he was just going through this anxiety attack. And he went to his wife, and his wife told him, you need to quit worrying and start trusting in God. But instead of taking her advice, he just kept worrying. And also what he did, he got angry with her because she was not worrying with him. Sometimes people want you to waddle and have a pity party moment with them. So he was in this state of being where he did not want to listen to her. He just wanted to waddle in his worries. And finally one night, he got up and walked down the hallway to his study and opened his Bible and read these words, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. First Peter 5:7. And he said he read, on many occasions he read this over and over again. But this night, for the first time, it stuck with him. He grabbed the Bible and he read it again. And for some reason, it just opened up his eyes. He saw, reading this verse for the first time, he realized what it was saying. And that night, he discovered that this verse changed his life and set him free from worrying, having those anxiety attacks that he had, fretting and fear, and the things that he was going through. And sometimes we do the same thing. We can read the Bible, we can hear the preacher preaching, and one day when we focus on it and going through different things, we hear God, and we realize that we need to cast our burden into the Lord, even though the things that we may be going through. We are not designed to carry the burden of worry, fretting, and anxiety. This load is simply too much for the human body and the central nerve system to tolerate. We may be able to manage it for a while, but eventually the physical body and mind will begin to break under the type of pressure. In fact, the medical world has confirmed that the major source of sickness in the Western Hemisphere is stress and pressures. Man was simply not fashioned to carry pressure, stress, anxieties, and worries. This is the reason his body breaks down when it undergoes these negative influence for too long. Yes, we get sometimes have a heart attack, have a stroke. So many different things can cause from worrying and stress-related. But exactly what problem and cures are we to throw over onto the shoulder of the Lord? The Apostle Peter said we are to cast all of our cares. That means all. All means everything upon Jesus. That meaning that it can be financial problems, marital problems, job-related, family-related, business-oriented, or anything that concerns us, we can cast those burdens unto the Lord. This means anything that causes you to worry or an anxiety, regardless of why it happened, is what we need to throw over unto the shoulders of Jesus Christ. Nothing is too big or small to talk to our God about. So we must be obedient, like Peter says. Cast your burden unto him, for he cares. He cares for you, and he wants to take care of those problems for you. But you know what I'm planning on doing for Christmas? When I decorate my Christmas tree, I got the tree up, but I haven't decorated it yet. Every year, I put a gift under the tree for Jesus. But this year, I'm going to do exactly what he says. I am going to throw it all, cast all my cares to him. I am going to get a bigger Christmas present for him. I am going to get a big box, put a big ribbon on it, and I am going to cast all my burdens right in that box. All my financial burdens, all my job-related burdens, any other problems I have, I am going to give it to him just like he wanted. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to decorate it. I'm going to put the prettiest ribbon and put it under this tree, and I'm going to do just that. I am going to cast thy burden unto the Lord, and he's promised me he shall sustain it, and I am going to look for those promises. I'm going to do just that. So I don't know what ways are you going to cast your burdens, but that's the way I'm going to do mine. The gift that he's getting from me is a burden that he wants me to cast on his shoulders. And I'm going to be honest with you. I got some. Even though I trust him and I believe him, I still have situations. Right now I have some financial situations. Then I have also some job-related situations. And I am going to cast it. Just like you on a fishing, when you go fishing and you put the worm on the bait on the fishing rod, and you cast it and you throw it out there, I'm planning on doing the same thing. I am throwing it all out there. What he says, I am going to be obedient and do that. So I suggest that you do the same. Find a way that you're going to cast those burdens out to him. I'm going to put all of mine in a box so he'll know exactly what I'm not worrying about, I'm concerned about. So don't let the devil tell you that your problems are too stupid, too small, are too insignificant to bring to Jesus. The Lord is interested in every concern that you have. 1 Peter 5:7, this is another translation. Take that heavy burden, difficulty, or challenges you are carrying, the one that has arisen due to circumstances that have created hardship and struggles in your life, and fling those worries and anxiety over onto the back of the Lord. Wow. Let him carry them for you. The Lord is extremely interested in everything in your life and is genuinely concerned about your welfare. So, and he's concerned, and the different things that are happening today, he's trying to show us that he cares. He wants us to cast our burdens unto him. And I'm sure that many of you have different concerns in our lives. And like I say, we trust God. We believe in God. But I don't care how strong we are. There are times that our burdens get very heavy. And we just have our faith gets a little smaller. And it's hard for us to continue to trust him the way that we should. So in this message here tonight. Cast your burdens unto the Lord. Give him that opportunity to show you how much he cares about you. I'm going to read some readings from my everyday spiritual refreshment about burdens. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." That's Matthew 11:28. Weary, burden, need rest. Those words read like a repeating entry in a woman's daily journal. Most women feel that they have earned the right to be burdened. What else but weary could they be with all they have to do? Jesus said that he would give you rest to those who are weary. He would lighten our loads. Take one burden at a time and hand it over to him. And then rest in peace that Jesus has our lives in the palm of his hand. Well, I'm going to give him a whole box. He's going to have a whole box in his hand. Let me read on. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. That's Galatians 6:2. Have you ever seen the size of kids' backpacks lately? Their backpacks weigh with the weight of books, papers, and stuff. Kids carry these packs all day on their tired shoulder. Relief comes when they drop the heavy bag at home. The burden you carry around each day may be causing your shoulder to droop as well. Take these worries and burdens to God. He has promised to lighten your load by adding his shoulder to yours. And do just that. As the week goes on, continue to read those two verses. 1 Peter 5:7 and Psalm 55:22. And just believe that God will take care of you and he cares for you. Does anyone have anything to say out there regarding casting your burden, trusting in God? Or just talking about things sometimes you can't seem to get through. And it seems like you're never going to get through those things. And your burdens are wearing. But some of us are stronger where we can, whenever we get to a certain point in our life where we're worrying, the best thing and the best tool is to pick up your Bible and read verses that will help you get through the different things. Psalms is such a reassuring, comforting chapter. There's so many, every chapter in Psalms will comfort you and will help you in some kind of ways. But there are so many others in the different parts of the Bible. But I seem to always get comfort from reading different chapter in Psalms. And one of the chapters I just mentioned to you to read was 55:22, "Cast thy burden unto the Lord, and he shall sustain thee." Just knowing that you can get comfort from there. We have a birthday, by the way. We have someone whose birthday is today. And we'll go over that, and I'll mention to who that special person is. I thought that she was going to be on the air tonight, but I think she has fallen asleep. And we will continue on with our word tonight. I would also like to pray with you about your burden. because we're going to cast those worries, because we need to our concerns about our family, our business, our church, and any other areas of our life. Why not stop right now and say, Jesus, I am yielding every one of those concerns to you tonight. I cast my burden on you, and I thank you for setting me free. Lord, I thank you for what I have read tonight. I regret having carried these burdens and worries so long by myself. In fact, you are always ready to take them from me and to carry them on my behalf. But it's never too late to do what is right. So right now, I make a decision to yield, and you and every one of these matters that are bothering me. Thank you for coming along to take these weights off of my shoulder, because you are so loving and attentive to me. I can now go on and be free of these burdens, because I do believe that once I cast it, my burden to you, and I know that you care, that these things, my shoulder will feel relief, and I can move on and doing the things that you want me to do without worry, fretting, and having anxiety attack. I hope that all of you are planning different special events for the Christmas holiday. It is so important that you do that with family and friends. I am also planning different events with my family and friends as well. I'll just be glad when I can finish decorate my home. This year is so many different things are happening. I'm taking this class and busy at work, and when I get home, I don't feel like doing anything. But I got to get busy because I want this my home to look like Christmas. I love Christmas is the best time of the year for me and my family. So I'm going to push myself a little starting tomorrow and start decorating a little bit at a time until Sunday. I give myself until Sunday to finish decorating my home. And maybe some of you have already started and finished. But I want to mention tonight that we have Sheila Coley, my partner with the Next Chapter Widow Ministry. Her birthday is tonight, today, December 7th. But she was going to be on the air, but I think she fell asleep because she had a long and busy and fun day for her birthday. And we just wish her a happy birthday. In 2 weeks, we will be having our Christmas get-together, December 18, at the Hilton Hotel at Stonecrest Mall in Atlanta, Georgia. And I hope that all of you that are listening that will be able to join us at that event. We are at the Hilton. They have this buffet, breakfast buffet, which is great. Beautiful setting with the fireplace and everything. And we will be going there on December 18 to fellowship for Christmas. And also, each one of us are asked to bring an extra $5 to give for a special cause to someone that in need, a family member, a child. We haven't decided which one yet, but we know that God will give us that person before that event begins. And we have about 6 minutes left. If any of you have anything to say, any testimonies or anything. But anyway, if If you have any concerns or any suggestion about our show, please call and let me know. Next Tuesday, we will have a guest on. And we're going to try to see if we can have a guest for the next 3 Tuesdays to encourage you to get through this holiday. I know a lot of us have special things that our spouses did with each other and our family, but just knowing that God will comfort you and get you through this holiday. It's so important that you spend time with family and friends and do things that you shared with your spouse, things that he used to do. I think that will encourage you to get through this holiday. But next Tuesday, we will have a guest speaker. His name is going to be Reverend Herbert Brown, and he'll be coming on giving us some words, encouraging words, and we're going to have a couple more guest speakers to put the rest of them on. But be encouraged, and I hope that you will have a wonderful and safe week. And tune in next week, same time, 11 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Join us each Tuesday. And just be encouraged. And just knowing that God loves you. And just cast those burdens. Get that box ready. Do, if you want to do what I'm going to do, I'm putting all of mine in the box. Wrapping it up and putting it under my tree. Giving it all, because when 2011 comes, I don't want to be burdened down with any of those things. I'm giving it to him for his birthday. I also put his little gift down there as well, but I'm also going to put that big box down there, and I'm putting all my burden. I'm casting every bit of it, because I do not want to go into the new year with if anything weighing me down. I want to be relieved, be refreshed, rejuvenated, revived, and knowing that God is giving me the strength to go into the new year with a new attitude, like Patti LaBelle would say. So I am casting it all to him. So I encourage you to do the same thing. And just have a great week and tune in next week. And be blessed.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when it's genuine. You are.
I had my share of love abuse.
Abuse
manipulated.
You
and its strength. And I can't help but to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me because my enemies, they did try.